My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We are celebrating the win from last night, Monday Night Football. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. There was a lot of other stuff going on, but nothing bigger than what you saw last night with our Falcons coming from behind, 34 seconds left, the 7-yard touchdown throw from Kirk Cousins to Drake London to secure the victory. We've been talking about it and chopping it up with you all afternoon, and we will continue to do that. A couple of things we do want to mention. One, this just coming out, Tua Tagovailoa is on the injured reserve. That's going to give him ample time to progress through the stages of concussion protocol and meet with outside neurologists, Mike, as he's still trying to figure out what he wants to do. So, again, the NFL changed the rules, so the timeline on this looks like week 8 against Arizona.
And there was a story in the Miami Herald that initially they thought they could maybe get it to week 6, and I think their bye week, I got to double check, but I think that's their bye, they're earlier this year. But either way, they're still long-term is trying to get him, you know, back on the field if he's willing to, if he gets the right information. There's still, if here's the thing, would Ross and the Dolphins ever push it to where they say, look, you're clear to play, we're going to take some of that money away if you retire? I don't know. But again, who knows what to expect from Ross? The other thing is, Skylar Thompson, I mean, they almost did beat Buffalo a couple years ago. I mean, he did look like hot garbage in the end against Buffalo on Thursday Night Football. But, yeah, that's where they're going. They're not looking to bring somebody. There's really nobody out there other than the old retreads. So they're going to roll with what they've got in that locker room and see if Coach Brah can dial up some offense.
All right, so that news coming in.
We found out also that Jalen Carter was disciplined last night. He was not on the first Eagles defensive series against the Falcons for a team infraction. This is from the Philadelphia Inquirer. There was a team event that apparently he did not attend or he missed. And for what it's worth, that's why he did not get to start the game for the Eagles.
So he hurt his football team. Now, do I care? No, I don't. Because it helped us ultimately with him not being on the field, and we were able to take advantage of it, running the football and doing all the things. I'm not going to tell you if Jalen Carter was out there, we still don't do what we did. But, Mike, I think this speaks to a bigger situation with Jalen Carter when he was coming out of school and a lot of people backed off of him. I'm talking about the league as far as potential draft pick and how high he was going to go based on some of the stuff that they were hearing coming out of UGA. And, you know, again, I don't know what this entails. I don't know how important it was to him or the team, but Mike, it obviously was important enough for him to miss playing time and for them to make this decision on a Monday Night Football game.
Look, he's not going to be defined by that tragedy, but you know, his involvement was—he was involved in the tragedy. It was what it was. And look, I'm not going to say after you know, 1 year and two games, I know what Jalen Carter is going to be in the NFL. But certainly, all the guys that were chirping that we should have taken Jalen Carter over Bijan are certainly not talking about anything right now.
They shouldn't be. 404-726-0929. Speaking of Bijan, last night, 97 yards, 14 carries. He was dynamic. I mean, there were plays last night that happened where you went, woo. And, Mike, I felt like he was a hair away from breaking a couple of those plays.
Yeah, he's been like that. All look, he could have had the touchdown. Unfortunately, it was Porter makes that amazing tackle on him when he did the screen pass that almost went for the score. They settled for a field goal against the Steelers. But, yeah, man, still, he's averaging 6.9 on the runs. He averaged 6.3 every time he caught a ball. And, as we said, the dirty work, the chip blocks, all the stuff that these guys did in the pass protection, in the run game. Bijan was just, I mean, that's a total team effort. That's why he is, talking about Jalen Carter, it is what it is. Bijan is a leader who embraces everything that's being asked of him this season.
They rushed for 152 yards last night as a team, and those are good numbers. If you tell me we're rushing for a buck 50 every week, I'm happy with that. And it probably tells me that we are in the game. I mean, when you're able to run the ball effectively like we did last night. And again, I thought Algier got his carries, Mike. You know, again, is there a balance? What does that look like? Maybe Zach Robinson's still trying to figure that out, but I did see more of Algier, which is something we had talked about.
Yeah, I mean, guys, I just guess now in hindsight, we spent all week last week about what the hell was going on. Why do we look like that? Maybe in the next year, we'll ask Coach Rod tomorrow. Carl and I'll be up there exclusively from 2 to 7. We'll talk to Coach Raheem Morris. You know, maybe, you know, week one was, like a lot of teams in the NFL, an extension of the preseason. You weren't ready to go. Cousins still was maybe not 100% throwing the rust factor. Cousins, whatever he's got in the tank, he was able to use it, put the team on his back. It looked completely different. They just said, look, whether Cousins went to them or they just said, look, we've got to get back to what we were supposed to be doing here. You know, you talked about it. The spacing, Kirk being able to get in position to make the handoffs, to generate those outside the outside zone, that everything we thought we were going to see, we saw last night, that we didn't see in week one.
Yeah, I think too, Mike, and at some point we'll get a chance to visit with Zach again. I mean, in-season coordinators normally do not speak. It's right. Just kind of the nature of what happens around the league. But week to week is literally that. It's week to week. And one week you may play a certain way and run certain things, and the next week you don't do that. And it just depends on who you're facing and what that team does. Facing the Steelers and J.J. Watt in that front, they knew there were certain things they weren't going to be able to get away with, which is why they had him in the pistol as much as they did. Okay? This was a different front. And think about how they came out. They came out and they're attacking with the zone outside scheme. You're making the big boys run, man. Go run to the football. Those guys, eventually, they're wearing down, Mike, and we're getting 5-6 yards a pop. So the way you have to look at this is, Zach's going to approach this. It's game by game. The great ones do that. The Kyle Shanahans, the Sean McVays, Mike, that is it. I don't know what I'm doing next week, but this is what we're doing this week.
Look, we're learning about Zach Robinson like we're learning about what Kirk Cousins looks like. Now, we know what Kirk is now, by the way. Kirk is also 4-1 in his last 5 primetime starts.
I'll take it.
So, you know, the knock that he doesn't win the big one, all those narratives. And last night, if you didn't see him, you know, interviewing with ESPN with Lisa Salter, still saying, you know, I've still got to get the other guys involved. I mean, you just had one of the great comeback victories in the history of this friggin' franchise, and he's talking about how he's got to be better.
Yeah.
You know, and that, I look, if you don't like Kirk Cousins, I don't know what to tell you, because he's everything I think you look for in a guy you want to pull for right on your favorite team.
He is, B. 404-726-0929. Again, 5 of 6 on that final drive, 20 for 29 on the night. The way it started, you were like, I don't know how this is going to look. 20 for 29, it's a good night. 241, 2 touchdowns, and the one that mattered most at the end of the game to Drake London. We're talking about it with you. You guys can find us on social media. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put Him Up, C Dukes. And, of course, follow the radio show, Dukes and Bell 929. We do want to talk a little bit of dogs just briefly here, and we're going to talk plenty more about the Falcons. 5 o'clock hour, we'll open up the phone lines, and you will hear from Kirk Cousins as well at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, man, Carson Beck kind of downplaying that he was playing through pain on Saturday. Molly McGrath reported on ESPN during the Kentucky broadcast that he's been favoring his non-throwing shoulder. He was asked about it. He says, we've had a bye week. We'll see, but it's still not 100%. It sounds like he's dealing with an issue. Again, it's not his throwing shoulder, but still the balance, the rhythm, how the ball comes out. One thing for certain, until he gets better, let's just stop the Heisman talk for Carson Beck. He's not even in the conversation for the Heisman right now. Not even close. Maybe that gets better. Now, unless they're sandbagging everything for Alabama and Texas, and you're going to see the other receivers get more involved, but you were there at the Kentucky game. I think the physicality, the shuffling of the offensive line maybe had something to do with it, but Carson Beck's just got to be better.
Well, it didn't matter who was in there. I mean, Kentucky's D-line dominated it.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Didn't matter, even at the early part of the game, Mike, before the injuries took place. Here's the thing I didn't want to know. I don't want to know this, Carson Beck, because now I'm looking for a reason to give you an excuse in and out. I didn't want to know this, Mike. I mean, honestly, I get it. She asked the question. He answered it. But this whole idea now, this kind of gives him an out to say, well, you know, Carson didn't play well. He looked like hot garbage against Kentucky. So if he plays that way against Alabama, guys, this is not going to go well for the Dogs. It's just that simple. And I think, Mike, he's got to show us what Kirk Cousins showed us last night. That when the game's on the line, he can make the throws down the field and make plays for his teammates. I just didn't see that, and I have it the first 3 weeks. And Clemson, by the way, hey, let's be honest, that game was over at halftime. I mean, once they came back out on the field and they scored in the second half, I'm still waiting to see a defining moment with Carson Beck, like we did with Stetson Bennett.
Got to see more from the receivers, but again, Beck's got to be better with the football. Certainly Dominic Lovett. I think a lot of Dog fans are saying, you know, when does Bell kind of kick in? Unless, and this is a big if, Bobo has got a lot of stuff that he is kind of holding in reserve for games that they feel they need to execute, more offensive, more explosive plays. Either way, Beck's got to be better. You're right.
You're in a game on the road, and you're whole. If in
I don't
fact
know.
That's true,
I mean, I'm trying to give you,
you know,
like,
what I'm
the devil's advocate.
Why would
advocate?
You hold plays if you're on the road struggling?
He's just again the offensive line. I think they downplayed how much it means to have that lack of continuity, moving guys in, moving guys. Now again, it wasn't the tackles; it was more of the guards. But still, this team does not pass the eye test. That's why the national voters dropped Texas. I've moved Texas up to one and dropped Georgia to two.
63 yards, offense, the fewest in Kirby Smart's era. Beck finishes 160 passing, the fewest in his time as a starter, as a Dog. And now we know the shoulder injury. He says he'll be fine. Hey, coming up, game balls, no balls. Huh, we got a lot of game balls to hand out. Imagine that. It's Dukes and Bell on a Falcon Tuesday. Hope you're feeling good as we are today here on the show. It's Dukes and Bell, Atlanta's number one sports show and its number one sports station, 92.9 The Game. We're talking about our Falcons. Tomorrow we'll get a chance to talk to Coach Rod. It'll be a two-parter, guys. One is obviously what went down in this game. You know, we'll review some of the things that took place, but we got to turn the page as well. Mike, short week coming off of Monday Night Football, and here come the Chiefs.
Now, I know that I heard Bo Morgan on the morning shift because he was on that flight, and then how could you sleep? I know I couldn't sleep as a fan last night. I had to take the double two mel. I was like Elvis last night, popping pills, Carl. Take some melatonin, get some Z's. But, yeah, there had to be electricity on that plane, and, you know, hopefully they can, you know, get some Z's today. I saw Kirk Cousins was on social media around, like, noon, so I'm not sure he got all the sleep in the world. He's got a family, too.
Sure.
But, yeah, you're right. Quick turnaround. Chiefs coming up on Sunday night. Cannot wait. It's going to be an unbelievable vibe, as we said. I mean, no excuses. Get your butt in there. Let's get this place rocking. Yeah, there'll be some Chiefs days, whatever. We're gonna certainly have a lot more folks maybe using in tickets on this one, Carl, than there was last week.
No doubt. And again, just the nature of the Chiefs being the two-time Super Bowl, you know, champion coming in here with arguably the best quarterback in the league, it brings its own hype. We don't even hype the game. It's got its own hype. But coming off of the win that we just came off of, I think this game's going to be looked at a little bit different, right? Because, Mike, if we go into this game 0-2, people are like, oh, Chiefs are going to beat the Falcons down. There's that negativity thing. I hope you have some positivity coming out of this game to say, hey, we might be all right.
Look, we said this a million times, so if you just get in your car, I think we were really confused. I was confused by Zach Robinson's tactics coming up last week. But I think we start to see, and other teams went through this, where you're just not 100% because of they had older players. You had Kirk Cousins. You're not going to get him out there in preseason. You got a first-year offensive coordinator working with his quarterback for the first time. So there were some things. And then whether you want to call it rust or it wasn't rust, Kirk Cousins, whatever he's dealing with, he put that aside. He literally nutted up and made the plays last night. And the offensive line protected him. The receivers got open. Pitts with a big first down. Mooney with some big plays. I mean, and then, of course, Drake. This is what we were talking about. Now, this is the stuff that Carl and I were selling all summer. Yes. That actually happened.
Yes.
Where the guys that we drafted are going to finally be utilized because you got a delivery system. He just wasn't ready to rock in week one. And that shotgun and pistol stuff, there'll be a time and place for it later in the year. Still not sold on that idea.
Well, again, it depends on who you're playing.
Right.
I mean, if you got guys like T.J. Watt that are getting after you and jumping the snap, Mike, we got to give them some extra time.
If they
back
feel
there.
Chris Jones is going to be that same dude, but again, I just think everybody leveled up their game. We've shown you the video of Bijan, Pitts, Drake London on a run block. I mean, everybody was contributing. Do your job. But now the thing is, a win like last night makes you feel like when you're down a touchdown, maybe even 10, you can still find a way to get it done because you got the guy.
Well, I asked you about this and saying, is this team built to come back, right? Because we just weren't sure about the mobility and all that stuff. For me, and I'm just saying this, like the whole Cousins injury, I'm over it. I'm not going to give him any excuses. He's out there. He's balling out.
Right.
He did something last night nobody expected him to do based on what we had seen the week before. Mikey got sacked. He took hits. He's okay. So let's turn the page and say, you know what? Now what? How do we find a way to beat the Chiefs? Because that's the next task at hand. I can't sit here and linger about, is he still injured? If he is, and I said this to somebody last night on social media, he shouldn't be on the field. Like, that's where I'm at with this whole situation. Now we're into the season. This isn't us speculating about his health and what that means for this team. Mike, if you're out there, you got to be trying to help us win. He did that last night. If he can't do that, then he shouldn't be out there. But that's not the case. He's out there and he wants to play.
This team, has got a tough schedule. We knew that. And it's funny because that's why the NFL, we said this on Monday's show, it's the number one rated TV show because you'd never know what the outcome is. It's the best reality TV. If I told you we're going to lose the Steelers and go up to Philly and come up with a last minute from cover behind victory. But this is hopefully, again, it builds something and we springboard. Because last night, when we're about a minute and a half left in the game and it looks like they're going to punch it in, I got guys going, we're going 0-5. Guys, just let's ride with this, okay? I mean, I get it. You know, all these years, 6 years most recently, Falcon fans know the history. Let's just roll with this. It might not be pretty at times, but there's a process. We've got dudes. We talked about Matthew Judon and Simmons. Jesse Bates is one of the baddest asses in the NFL right now.
Yes, he is.
On our team. There's been many years where we've said, I want one of those guys. Drake London makes one of those plays. Darius Slay gets faked out of his jockstrap for the game-winning touchdown. Right?
He did.
That's not normally what happens for Falcon fans, right?
And that should get you excited. Mike, let's hand out some game balls. Obviously, we've got to give Cousins one, right? Final numbers, 20-29, 241, two touchdowns. But that's not it. It's the 5 of 6 on the final drive and delivering the ball where it needed to be. Guys, there were no overthrows. There were no underthrows. There were no, he came up short. He put it right where it needed to be in those timely moments. Let's give Kirk Cousins a game ball. Let me give Bijan Robinson a game ball. Mike talked about it. It's bigger than just the game and the runs in the game. It's also the extra that he does. I put it out there earlier this morning. I retweeted it, the chip block. It's everywhere now. You can see it. But those are the things that matter. How do you give our quarterback extra time to throw the football? That's how. B had a great game on the ground, but he also did the extra. He gets a game ball. Mike, what about the defense? Who are you giving a game ball to on the defensive side?
Well, Jesse Bates sealed the deal. Judon was certainly like, I get it, you know, with a guy like Jalen Hurts, and I think that's where some fans were having that post-2023 stress disorder coming in because you saw, oh, no, it's Dobbs all again. It's Kyler Murray. We can't get this guy in the ground. They made a lot of plays. They were, as you said, we're holding the field goals. And look, if Sirianni wants to go for it on fourth down early, that's on him. And if they want to throw, there's a risk involved. You're gonna stop the clock and give us a minute and a half. Saquon was a rock star until that moment. He wasn't. He went from hero to zero. But that's on them. We responded to it.
Yeah, you're right, Mike. By the way, and, you know, all the excuses, like I said, call Philly. We don't care about
Bates had the most tackles. I'll say Bates. I'll give you Jesse. How about that?
I'm with you, man. Let's give him a game ball. I'm with you on that. And while we're giving out game balls and no balls along the way here, the Saquon Barkley drop, obviously he gets a no balls in that moment, Mike, because, again, that gave us an opportunity to seize the moment, which is what we did. By the way, we still had to go 70 yards.
You still got to execute. Again, whether, you know, as you said, we're turning the page, we're not going to make the health an issue, but, you know, he told, and Troy Aikman, I'm sitting there like, no, I talked to Kirk Cousins. He said he's not 100%. I'm like, oh, man. Well, we all knew that, but now we really, really know it. But Kirk Cousins on one good pin steps up. I mean, the only thing you could be upset about was when Mooney thought maybe Cousins couldn't get him the rock, and he puts it, if Mooney just keeps his strides, that's a six, that's touchdown, man.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Kirk Cousins showed you that, again, that's grit. That's, I know we get into cliche about heart and all this, but, you know, you can't define it. You can't quantify it. There's no PFF stat for what Kirk Cousins did last night. He was clutch.
He was clutch. That's all that matters. And that's what we've been missing. Can we be honest? I don't want to bring up bad things. Mariota, we were missing
right.
this. And Desmond, we were missing this.
And I mentioned it. Matthew Judon, you know, he had two tackles for loss. Judon with the sack last night. Just one sack on him because he is a tough guy to get down. But Judon gets it going. And then Judon tells him, get you out of here. Love it. Yeah. That's why we brought this dude here, because he is a dude.
Yeah, you need guys like that, man. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Again, let's give the O-line a game ball, man. That last drive, nobody came close to touching Kirk Cousins. I think that goes, you know, kind of lost as well, Mike, when you talk about how we were able to do what we did in those five or six plays where we go down the field. O-line, game ball. And let's give a game ball to Ra. Mike, the celebration in the locker room, it's one win. He's not too high, he's not too low. I'm sure he'll say that to us tomorrow. But I also think it just showed you the connection between the team and the coach. Did you guys see any of that last year? The year before? I'm just asking. There's something to be said about guys buying in, and I think that's what you saw. Sorry,
well,
Art.
I mean, look, you know, we talked about when we go for it. We're on the other side of the 50, 4th and 4. And he says, do it.
Yep.
He says, Zach, give me something, man. And so they protect. That play takes a second to develop because Cousins got to have a pocket.
You're talking about the Ray
McLeod
play?
Comes over. And that was 4th and 4. That's when I tweeted out, how about the balls on Coach? One of the first things we'll talk about with Coach Rod tomorrow.
It was a big play.
And then
play.
He and Terry Fontenot, because, you know, Fontenot's been hearing it for 3 years. They're dapping up and hugging, going bananas. It was a huge, huge win for this team.
Yeah, and Mike, here's the other thing. And, we hope that everybody kind of gets this. But the reason that makes this an extra special win also is, and I think Wes Durham brought this up, most people around the league consider that team to be a Super Bowl caliber team.
Right.
So you went into their place, which is one of the hardest places to play, and handled business. That also adds to this. We needed the dub, regardless of how it went down. But, Mike, you went into a place where there, a lot of people talking about that team getting back to have another chance at the Super Bowl. Now, they're in the NFC. We're in the NFC. Guys, we may see them again down the road. Who knows? But – But, you know, big shout out.
And that's the thing. The Eagles now, look, this all went down because of how they mishandled some of their coaching staff, how they mishandled some big moments. They were the number one seed with like 7 weeks to go in the season, and they've choked. And now they got a choking issue. Matter of fact, we'll get into what they're saying in Philly coming up.
All right. Yeah, because we got some guy talk on the way. 5 o'clock hour, you're going to hear from Kirk Cousins and how he feels about this win and what he said about last night. Mike, what do we have coming up?
Hey, man, did Lane Kiffin run it up on Wake? There's a reason behind it. Also, yeah, what Orin heard today in Philadelphia radio as we go behind enemy lines. Suck it, Philly. Coming up next. Where the players play, baby. It's a Falcon Victory Tuesday. We'll be up there with Coach Ra and a player. Hopefully, we'll get one of those receivers who made a big play. Maybe a defender. Coming up on Wednesday. And then we're going to be hitting the road, guys. Twin Peaks Buckhead Thursday. Twin Peaks Kennesaw Friday. Big week for Dukes and Bell, man.
It is. And we're looking forward to seeing you guys out and about. And, Mike, you mentioned Sunday, right, where we're going to be?
Especially, it's a Signia. It's a brand-new hotel they built right between the Congress Center and the Home Depot backyard. And that's where we'll be 1 to 4. Everybody's getting a shift on Sunday because it's going to be a big game. Sunday night football, baby. And now we're the biggest story in America. Compliments of last night. Hey, I love the Manning cast. When I'm watching my favorite team, though, I find it a bit distracting. I was texting with Sandra Golden from the Steakhouse. She was like, you got to hear this. Belichick's like crapping on Atlanta, being very petty. Because Belichick was on with Peyton and Eli. Take a listen last night during the game, and Belichick still in his feels about not getting the gig. There you go. So Coach Mumbles bringing up an insignificant part of the offseason, which, again, nobody gives a crap about unless you thought you had the job and then you didn't get the job, Bill. Nice
I agree.
Job.
Nobody cares about that, though. We're so past that. We've paid the fine. The season started.
Right.
Like, that had no significance on what
correct.
They were watching last night in that moment. If he's going to break down Mooney's route and he's going to tell us what Cousins should be doing or what he thinks he should be doing, that's totally different. Yeah, by the way, that's one of the guys that they got illegally. Yeah. What?
I mean, it's Bill being petty, and that's. I'm so glad we're not getting his third act. No one debates his legacy, but it wasn't good at the end in New England. It wouldn't have been good here. So let's just let that rest, okay? Moving on. We talked a lot about how it was basically all Eagles all the time. You know that Jason Kelce is part of the broadcast. I think one of the producers, because at ESPN, anybody who has any personality, the producers go, oh, this is great. Keep it going. Keep it going. So they keep him in the booth, and it becomes like this giant big about how he handpicked his replacement and how he works with the line and the tush push. Thank goodness we got somebody who's got our back. Love Good Morning Football on NFL Network. Here's Kyle Brandt. There you go, baby. Cousins now 4-1 in his last 5 primetime games.
Yeah, it's crazy. And I said this earlier that you got to go back to 2016, the last time under 2 minutes, where we had a game-winning touchdown thrown in this situation. And it just might, again, this doesn't happen every Sunday. It doesn't happen every year, for that matter. I mean, you might go a span of 10, 15 games where you don't have this situational football happen. It just fell into place last night. And I agree with Kyle. Man, listen, when he heated up, and you started to feel like, oh, okay, he's just zoop, throwing the ball down the field.
Look, and if Fangio wants to play that kind of, that's your problem. The idea is not supposed to give you the out-of-bounds stuff. And those corners were way off the receivers, and that's on them. Oren, you were listening to Hugh Douglas' show, our buddies up in Philly on our sister station. How is that energy
it
today?
It was appointment radio this morning. Figured I'd tune in just to kind of get the pulse of what the city of Philadelphia was feeling. Kind of had an idea what it was going to be like, but it exceeded my expectations. Howie Roseman is apparently the dumbest individual that ever lived. Somebody at one point called him Rotisserie Chicken Howie. I have no idea what that is a context to. But, yeah, it was Rotisserie Chicken Howie. Nick Sirianni, for all that he doesn't do, managed to screw up a ball game last night, and he literally has no responsibilities. Right. Doesn't call plays.
That's true.
Doesn't do anything on defense or offense. He's a game manager. And being a game manager last night, he managed to screw up that ball game.
So they're having fun up there in the city of brotherly love. Look, as we said, nobody likes Philadelphia outside of Philadelphia. Let's just keep it real.
Poor Hugh.
Yeah.
Poor Hugh last night said that he got PTSD watching the Falcons run around that edge and nobody setting an edge. He said those defensive ends gave him PTSD. He cannot believe how badly they were last night at setting the edge.
Hey, Jalen Carter was late for a team function and late for the first half because he got benched because of it. And then eventually he was in a battle with Chris Lindstrom. There was some give and take. There's only like one sequence where they really did push Dahlman and Lindstrom in the backfield. But for the most part, those guys were just cutting holes for Bijan, as we said. The run play, Bijan averaging nearly 7 yards a carry last night. Some other stuff outside of Monday Night Football. The Ole Miss Rebs went into Wake, and they beat them pretty good, 40-6. Lane Kiffin then talking to the media says, you know, Wake just quit on us. They're supposed to do a home-and-home with us, and they just announced to us this week that they're not coming back to play us in Oxford, which really kind of screws up Ole Miss because by now there's a grind trying to find opponents, trying to find somebody who's worth it, or now you have to pay $1 million to get somebody to come in and take a whooping in Oxford.
It's true, and it's a cheap out, meaning, you know, if you guys knew you didn't want to play, this should have been certainly a heads-up, Mike, sooner than this. So you're saying he ran the score because of that?
Yeah, so we're saying maybe there was a chance to, I mean, again, 40-6. I mean, we've seen worse droppings, but yes. Yeah, they do like to put some points up on the board. A lot of folks in Texas saying, hey, it should be the Arch Manning show now. They've seen enough of yours. He sure looked good against the Roadrunners of UTSA.
He did look good. If he can manage these next few games before Quinn Ewers is supposed to be back, it may be hard to pull him. And the momentum right now is huge. It has been.
Right.
Arch has not pressed this. The Mannings have not pressed this.
Class act.
They are. This is what the beauty is about having the family in the business. They have not pressed this. If this was anybody else, Mike, if this was a helicopter mom or dad that wanted their kid to play, they'd be forcing the issue. They haven't done that. They said, well, your time will come. You know, he'll play, and he's looked good. But, yeah, I will tell you, the energy right now is more Arch Manning. You're going to get a chance to see him in the next few weeks here.
Speaking of Arch, you'll hear our Dave Archer talking with Kirk Cousins after the win coming up in the Falcon Report. One final note, happy birthday to a friend of ours, Scott the Hippie Riley, one of our good buddies. And today, by the way, there's a million things with the Falcons to talk about. We had an 8:50 tee time. You and I were lucky enough to play Druid Hills Country Club a couple years ago with Scott.
Yeah.
Let's play with Bruce and Scott today. I leave the house at 7:30. 85 was a parking lot. Big wreck by Union City. Some schlepprock dumped his truck, and they had to get the hazmat guys out there. So dead stop. I went 8 miles in an hour and 45 minutes.
Wow. So you just turned around.
For guys who don't play golf, you can't miss a tee time. So I got to make the call. Oh, Scotty, we're not going to make it. He goes, we'll hold the tee box. I go, it's saying I'm going to be 45 minutes late.
Yeah, I'm not going to get that.
Scott, it's his birthday. We call him the hippie because I believe he's the only member of that country club that has a ponytail. But I hate to miss out on that course, and the wife was going to play.
So good.
But thanks. Happy birthday, Scott. You're a good guy.
Yeah.
We love you.
And have been a supporter of ours for a long time.
Hey,
so
man.
Thank you.
Hey, and by the way, appreciate all the texts. A lot of guys are heating up today saying this has been, you know, as a Falcon fan, the game that they were waiting to see from Kirk Cousins. We're going to talk more about it in the 5 o'clock hour. The love last night on social media. I don't know about you. I couldn't sleep last night. I posted a video. I look like a raving lunatic. Yeah, I know you posted some video too. You were screaming out there last night. Your neighbors. I think there was a lot of that going on around Metro Atlanta last night. What a night.
Because it was unlikely. And when the unlikely turns into likely, it just turns your whole evening around. And that's what happened.
So now, like we said, the Chiefs, and by the way, the Chiefs pick up Kareem Hunt. They bring him back. He was on the Chiefs. Then he went to the Browns. He's been on the float. So with Isaiah Pacheco out for a while on the IR, they bring back a guy who's familiar with their system. Kareem Hunt probably ramps up to play against us on Sunday night.
All right, Mike, while we're in guy talk, I just want to mention this because this is something I'm sure we're going to get in over the next few days. If you didn't hear, Sean Diddy Combs, right, for those of you who know P. Diddy, was arrested. But the most, I think, interesting part of this these allegations is what they call freak-offs. And we're going to dive into this as we go through the week.
Right.
But it is allegedly, okay, this is all, they got to prove it. But he would lure women and female victims, as they said, into his orbit under the pretense of a romantic relationship.
Right. Well, he's a celebrity.
And then force threats of force, coercion, and the victims were made to engage Mike in extended sex acts. This is, again, accusations and the alleged stuff. With multiple male commercial sex workers.
Oh, snap.
In sex sessions he dubbed freak-offs. The craziest thing about this, and this is what I was asking Orin, I said, did you see this? Am I seeing this correctly? And I'll leave it at this, and we'll see where this goes. But he was in court today. The FBI discovered 1,000 bottles of lubricant.
That's a lot of lubricant.
And multiple AR-15s, which I have no idea what that's about. But, Mike, this is crazy. Freak-offs?
I mean, I just think that you get to a level of celebrity where nobody tells you no, and the hangers-on. I mean, and in the case of P. Diddy, look, they got to prove it, but they've moved. Some folks said, well, they've been moving slowly on this. Well, they're gathering a lot of evidence, and it doesn't look good, but he'll have his day in court. But his rep is tarnished forever regardless.
He was denied bail?
Okay. Yep.
So I didn't see that. But I just saw this freak-off thing, and I was like, what?
I'm glad Mace got away from when he did.
All right, coming up, you're going to hear from our quarterback, Kirk Cousins, Jesse Bates, who was incredible last night. More of your calls coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. It's Dukes and Bell. We are celebrating a huge Monday Night Football win. Falcons come back, score with 34 seconds left in the game to win. Oh, it felt so damn good. It's Dukes and Bell.
How much lube?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.